You're listening to the 262nd edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're continuing in Psukim, in Dir HaYomim Beis, 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, the story of Yehoshaphat HaMelech, the amazing Emunah, the Bitachon, the Tefillah, the prayers, and the songs that they sang, which brought about an incredible salvation from Hashem. Pasuk Chaf, verse 20, it says like this, Vayashkimu v'haboiker, Vayetzu l'midbar Tekoa. They got up in the morning, they went out to the wilderness of Tekoa, with Seisam Amad Yehoshaphat. As they went out, Yehoshaphat got up, Vayomer, and he said like this, Shmouni Yehuda v'yoshev Yerushalayim, listen to me, O people of Judah, and those who dwell in Jerusalem. Ha'aminu b'Hashem Elokeichem, believe in Hashem your God. V'te'amenu, aminu b'neviyav, v'hatzlichu. When you believe in Hashem, your faith will concretize. That's I'd like to translate it. When you believe in His prophets, which is a reference to, I think His name was Yechaziel, right? If I'm not mistaken. When you believe in them, you will have hatzlacha, you will have success. Okay, so we're going to talk about believing. We're going to talk about emunah, right? And we're going to talk about believing in the words of a prophet and believing in Hashem. He brings it here from the Mechilta. Pasuk says, V'ayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe avdoi. When the Jewish people left Egypt, they had this incredible miracle at the sea of reeds, splitting of the sea. And the Jewish people came out of that and they sang, right? So it's a little bit of a similar situation to what happened here with Melech Yehoshaphat, with King Yehoshaphat. So Pasuk says, V'aminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe avdoi. There's two things here. Believing in Hashem and believing in His servant, His prophet. If they believed in Moshe, they certainly believed in Hashem. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu was just the shliach, he was just the messenger. So why does it say these two things? We already said that they believed in Hashem. Why do we need to mention Moshe? Bazel alametcha. She call me she mamin beroya neman. Kiilu mamin bemaira misha marvahaya olam. It's coming to tell us that they believed in Hashem and they believed in Moshe. This means that if you believe, it's coming to equalize the two aspects. If you trust in and believe in the prophet, in this case, Moshe, who's the Roya Neman, he's the trusted shepherd. When you believe in the messenger who brings you the message that Hashem is going to take care of you, so then you're believing in Hashem. It's at that same level. It's as if you believed in the one who spoke and the world came into being. Great is the concept of belief, of emunah. Emunah is not quite the same as bitachon. Bitachon is absolute confidence. Emunah is faith or belief. But faith and belief, as we'll see, is something important in and of itself, foundational in and of itself. Emunah is so great in front of the one who created the world. It's very interesting. What does one merit when one has emunah? So the first thing that we see is that you get Ruach HaKodesh. You get divine inspiration, which means, and by the way, everyone has access to this. I've mentioned this previously. The Reb Chaim Vital, student of the Arizal, wrote down his works. He says that today we don't have nevuah, we don't have prophecy, but anybody can access Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration. And here's how you do it, says the Mechilta. If you have emunah, if you have faith, if you have belief, if you trust in Hashem, so then you get Ruach HaKodesh. And by the way, Ruach HaKodesh, it's not just that you know things. You might know things. You might have an intuitive sense of things because you have this Ruach HaKodesh. But it also gives you a power to do things. Right? Like we find by Shimshon HaGibor, we find by Esther HaMalka. It was Sharsa Aleim Ruach HaKodesh. It was a spirit that moved them and helped them be able to act, to do things that they were not comfortable doing. Sometimes superhuman things. But that Ruach HaKodesh here, it blows through the Jewish people and it gives them the ability to sing. We also find that the reason that the Jewish people were redeemed from Egypt was in the merit of their Amuna. We also find that what was it that entitled Avram Avinu, Abraham, our forefather, to this world and the next world? And of course, he's the father of many nations, Avraham Goyim. He's the father of all the Jewish people. He's the father of the Muslims. He's the father of the Christians. Right? Avram Avinu, what gave him this superpower to have this world and the next? It was his emuna. It was his faith. Pasuk says, it is good to thank you, Hashem, to say thank you, Hashem, and to sing to your exalted name. To say in the morning your kindness, v'amunas chabaleilos, and your faith in the night time. But then it says in the pasuk, kisi machtoni Hashem efalecha, Hashem, you have caused me to rejoice in your works. So we got a few things going on there. We have emuna, we have gratitude, thank you Hashem, we have singing, and we have rejoicing. What is it that entitles us or causes us to come to this incredible joy? Right, it says, our faith in the night. It means our faith, our belief in Hashem in this world, when it's dark, when we don't see Him, where it seems like He's hiding Himself. That's why it says in the pasuk to say over in the morning your kindnesses and your amuna at night. And so too Yehoshaphat says to the nation, says to Am Yisrael, Haminu b'Hashem Elokeichem, Haminu b'Neviyo v'Atzlichu. Believe in Hashem and believe in His prophets. Believe in Hashem and you will have success. So you see here this dual aspect. Believing in Hashem, believing in the prophets. What I would say is, we can look and we can see that there are people who have succeeded in what we're trying to get. We're trying to get emuna. We're trying to get bitachon. A lot of the books that are out there for emuna and bitachon have stories. And the stories are important because, and I've heard this from my Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Per, he said that we learn about bitachon. It's something that we have to get in our guts. It's something that we have to feel in our hearts. And if I see somebody else who's doing this, who's working on bitachon and emuna, and it's working for them, Hashem is more present in their life. Hashem is coming through for them. And it's open, it's clear. And there's Ruach HaKodesh, which means that there's a sense intuitively that I can feel what's right. I can feel the direction that Hashem is sending me in. So, if I can hear somebody else who has that, then, and I can believe them, and I'm believing in Hashem as well. We find also that when it comes to Kibbutz Galus, when it comes to the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael, which we've been witnessing over the last 100 years in an incredible way, what is it? What is the zchus that allows us to come back? I mean, if you think about it, just think about for a moment the reasons why people don't come to Eretz Yisrael, don't move here. You know, how am I going to make it there? Parnasa, my kids, dot, 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 right? But it all comes down to, why does a person come here? What makes a person ready to come here? It's the emunah. It's the belief. It's the bitachon. It's the sense that it's going to work out. And that the future of Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this, the galus, the exiles are gathered in the merit of emuna. Pasuk says, it's in Shir Hashirim Perek Dalet Pasuk Ches, reference to the Jewish people who are with Hashem from the Lebanon. My beloved bride, come from Lebanon. Come and sing. Or maybe come and be straight. Meirei Shamana, from we're understanding it, Meirei Shamana means the foundation, the beginning, the start of it all is Emuna. Gedola Emuna lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see that Emuna is incredibly great in front of Hashem. Shebeschar Emuna sharsa aleim ruach hakodesh v'mushira. As we said, it's the merit of Emuna. It's the merit of Emuna that gives us the Ruach HaKodesh, that gives us the divine inspiration and brings about a song of redemption. Okay, now we have the Sefer HaYikarim. It says like this. The emunah of a person in Hashem, the faith of a person in God, and in His Torah, is that which brings a person to eternal success. And it is that which attaches a person to something spiritual. You want to be attached to the spiritual worlds. You want to be attached to Hashem. Emuna is the glue. And this is gam kein lechol ha-maminim shachasidim afal pi she'enon nevi'im yashnei ha-teva b'tevila asam yishtan b'avuram. So, also those who believe, we find that those who believe, it's not clear to me exactly what it's saying, I'm going to translate it to the best of my ability, but those who believe are the righteous individuals. These are the ones who are called chassidim, and they're not prophets. They don't have prophecy. They don't have a clear, open voice of Hashem speaking in their head. But they can change. Yeshanu hateva. I read it wrong. Yeshanu hateva b'tefilasam yeshtanu b'avuram. Through their prayers, they have the ability. So a person has emuna, through your prayers, you have the ability to change nature. Stuff works out for you in a supernatural way. This is a sign that the one who believes in Hashem and in His Torah is above nature. He's not beholden. He's not subservient to nature and reality. A person who's a Baal Amunah, Baal Bitachon, has the ability to change reality, has the ability to bend the laws of nature according to whatever he wants. Because his soul is raised up through Amunah, on a level that is above natural matters. Pasuk says, our Pasuk, believe in his Nevi'im, believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. She'yoreh ki'amuna sibas hatzlacha. This teaches us that the result of having Emuna, Emuna is the precursor to success. And not only is it the ingredient or the main ingredient or the foundational reason for success spiritually, but it's also true. Sorry, not only true of this world, but it's also true of the next world. As opposed to it says in Chavakuk, but tzadik b'munasa yichya, as Chazal say, Chavakuk came and he established that the foundation of the entire Torah is one thing. Tzadik b'munasa yichya. The righteous individual lives by his emuna, by his faith. That's the Sefer Yikarim. That brings it to Tiferes Tzion. Chizku v'yamtzu, Pasuk says, in Dvorim, I'm sorry, in Divrei HaYamim Beis, Second Chronicles, chapter 32, verses 7 and 8, says, Chizku v'yamtzu al tiro v'al techato b'mnei melech Ashur. Strengthen yourself. Don't be afraid of the king of Assyria. Milofinei kol ha'amai asher imai ki imanu rav me ki amenu rav me amai. Don't be afraid of all of his powerful legions, similar to what's happening here in our psukim that we're talking about. Happens again later. Don't be afraid of his powerful legions because we have more with us. And it doesn't mean physical strength. It doesn't mean we have better weapons. It doesn't mean that we have a better army. Yimayzrei basar. He has the arm, the power of flesh, of human beings. Yimanu Hashem Elokeinu lazrenu lilachim milchamteinu. Hashem, our God, is with us to help us and to fight our fights. Yimanei deshefa ha'gvura enechal al ha'adam elokishu mis'ayro mitchilo me'atzmei lulchem milchamas Hashem. Because the influx of strength does not come upon a person unless he awakens himself. He awakens himself first to fight the Melchama of Hashem, kifi koichei, according to his ability. Okay? We've got advice. We've got news for you. The spiritual battle is the main battle. Kivi akal bechol hadvorim da shefa haleki leitachol elam zumanim lo. You know, what do you want? You want physical power or do you want spiritual power? You want power from the one who created all that is in this world? So the only way to get the spiritual power is to prepare yourself for it. Interestingly, it's not necessary to have a tremendous amount of preparation for it. A little bit of preparation gets you a lot of divine influx. Pasuk says in Daniel, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Hashem gives wisdom to the wise, which means to say, I need a little bit of wisdom. Obviously, compared to Hashem's wisdom, which is infinite, there's always more to go. There's always more to learn. So the Pasuk says, Hashem gives us, in Divrei HaYamim, this exhortation to strengthen themselves. Chizku v'yamtzu, strengthen yourselves to fight the fight of Hashem. Nei dekafi gaidel. What's the battle? What are we fighting? It's a battle of Emunah. It's a fight to get our faith. It's a fight to get our belief in Hashem. But it's the good fight. It's kedai. It's worth it. According to how much a person has bitachon in Hashem, so too, corresponding to that, that's how much Hashem's influx comes into his world. That's how much divine providence he gets. As Yehoshaphat says, Shema'uni Yehuda, v'gomer haminu b'Hashem elokech m'ti amenu, min b'nevi'o v'atzlichu. He says, trust in Hashem and you will see the fulfillment of that trust. Trust in his prophets and you will succeed. Lachen amar lahem v'imtzu. That's how the pasuk in Devarim and Beis later on says, strengthen yourself. You strengthen yourselves in your bitachon, in your faith in Hashem. Shalaitiru mehahaman harav shalagoyim. Don't be afraid of them because of their great strength. And there's a rather long footnote here. I'll just tell you the gist of it because we're out of time. But he talks about the fact that it's important. It's hard when you're in the thick of things. You get out, you're in the middle of the war. It's very hard to have emunah and bitachon right there. Naturally, a person feels fear. A person feels, you know, it's at a gut level. So what do? We go out into the world and we have to face the fears. He says, work on it at home. You can get to a point in your home where you feel, before you go out into the world, you feel a strength inside of yourself. You feel the emunah and the bitachon, and you gotta get it there. As my Rosh Hashiva used to say, learn how to bitachon when you don't need it, so that when you need it, you'll have it. We have to gather our bitachon, gather our emunah at home, before we're put to the test, before we go out to war. Develop it inside of ourselves, strengthen it inside of ourselves. As you listen to this, spend some time on it every day in the morning. Meditate on it, focus on it, write about it. Whatever we have at home, there's a promise, he says, that Hashem will help us to have it when we go out to war. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.